It's great to be here. And this is a great ministry here. And it was good to be part of this ministry starting down here. and to work with Pastor Ken and Cindy. Cindy's awesome. She used to be my right-hand girl. And then when she left, you know, I didn't mind Pastor Ken leaving. When Cindy left, that was, you know, Philippians 4:12. I know how to be abased and how to abound.
Yeah.
Everywhere in all things, I am instructed. I'm instructed. We're an instructed bunch.
Yes.
Our churches. Really, we have the word. I mean, when we preach, sometimes we use 20, 30 scriptures. Sometimes just one, like tonight. Now we'll probably use a couple. But this 2-hour introduction. No, I'm not that way. But we have learned and we've been instructed.
Yeah.
And that's why we can do things. And that's why we're important to one another. We're definitely important to one another because we're the body of Christ. We're connected to the body. And we're important. When someone's not there, you know, sometimes you get disappointed. But I've learned through my time serving as a pastor, and I've made many mistakes, many, 7 times 70, to not have expectations on people. You just go with what God gives you. Because sometimes they can feel it, your body, the way you move and your look. See, I've been accused of the look. You know, they say you got the look, you know. And I've learned from that knowledge not to have the look. You know, you just kind of just look straight. You know, Pastor Stevens used to have the look too, didn't he? Sometimes he would just look straight. But you knew the look. But in Colossians, we'll go, I've known how to do all things in Christ, whatever they might be. I've learned that whatever step that I take is designed for me. And it's designed for you. It's like Paul, we mentioned we were speaking the other day. I've spent time with these pastors and believers when we're talking and lifting up the Lord. We just bring out these things that come out of us, that God has put in us. And, you know, Paul, he wasn't, you know, his ministry wasn't, I'm going to go to prison and have a prison ministry. They put him in the prison, and he had a prison ministry. Right? You know, on your job, you might be praying your way out of the job, but God put you in that job. Right? He designed you to be at that job. I hate this job. I hate that guy. I'm praying him out. You know? But God has you there. Right?
Yeah.
He has you there because he's doing some work in you. You know, that person might be a sandpaper that's smoothing you out. And pretty soon it doesn't affect you that bad. They don't affect you. You want to choke them, but then no. You start to love them. And then you start revealing the Lord because of the patience that you have for them. You start giving them that. So in Colossians 4, verse 2, it says, continue in prayer. This is Paul talking to them. And watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond. You know, God, he's delivered us to a place to where we're important to him, and we need to pray for one another. You know, not just for the pastors, especially for the pastors.
Yes.
That we would have this door open for us at times. And that we may make manifest as I ought to speak. To walk in wisdom toward them that are without. and aim in the time. God has, he has a purpose for us.
Yes.
And we need to pray for each other for our daily missions that we have on this planet. We're here for a purpose. We're the salt.
Yes.
We're preserving the planet.
Mm.
And we're the light. We're revealing Christ. That's who we are. We're declared, 2 Corinthians 3, 2 and 3, to be the living word of God, a living letter from God to the world. It's written by him. We're written by him because he's the one that's doing the work. We can't judge one another because I'm judging his workmanship.
Wow, yeah.
You're not doing a good enough job on Sunday, Lord. You know, let me tell you how to do it. Right? God is doing a perfect job. And, you know, when a message is being spoke from the pulpit, everyone here is receiving something different, but they're receiving something the same because you're at a different point on that path that God has. You know, I know Pastor Shallow's probably heard it, and Pastor Ken, and Pastor Chris, that they'll come up and people will say, if you spoke a message, that was amazing about blah, blah, blah. And you're thinking, what? You know, because God hit them there.
Mm.
God speaks to you if you got the fertile ear. There's four kinds of hearers. That's not the message tonight. But there's four kinds of hearers, but there's one that really listens, where the word really takes root. And if that happens, then you're effective in what you do, and you produce fruit. So let your speech be always with grace. Always. What are you going to speak on? I'm going to speak on grace.
Amen.
Always, right? What's your favorite subject? He says here, season with grace, right? It's going to be grace. That's what I'm going to speak.
Yeah.
I'm not going to add something to it. That's what it's going to be. Season with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every question. And we talked about that. We were speaking about that in a little rap session before we came. And salt is a preservative, so that it remains, that something remains long. And it's also a seasoning, so something makes it taste good. You got to put some on your fries. I got to cut back on it. But that's what it is. We have that. And we need to pray that we have that utterance for where we are. Each one of us has a mission. This is like our team meeting. Every time we come together, it's a team meeting. And like when you have these team meetings, it does the empty chair thing.
Mm.
Right? The empty chair is effective. It affects me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I got to grow in that and just not have expectations for people. But when you have the real soldiers, it builds you up. You know, it's like Moses, and they're holding up his arms, right? That's what we do.
Yeah.
We hold up each other's arms, and we're very important. You think, well, I don't have anything to, you know, I'm not important. Yes, you are. If I don't see you, then I'm missing you.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. And then there's something God has for you that you're missing. So let your speech always be that way, so that you can answer every man. And they can see your lives. I mean, I know even in my lives, in the places that I'm not failed in these times. But then God will give me the doctrine of rebound. Right? We're doctrine people. You know what doctrine is? That's thinking with God in the situation. When I start thinking, stop thinking, you know, my obedience, my disobedience is reversed when I start obeying immediately. So when I start thinking with God, then I'm thinking with God. That's doctrine. I'm applying doctrine then. It's a doctrine of whatever it might be that's happening then. Every time it's a doctrine. There's a doctrine for everything. I'm going to class right now on 52 major doctrines, but there's zillions of them. You can make them up as you go. It's good. But they're all good ones.
They're all good ones.
Yeah. But in James 3, no, but they got to be according to the word.
Yes.
You know, like the doctrine of joy.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
The doctrine of laughter. The doctrine of friendship. Right?
Yes. That's right.
The doctrine of fellowship. But in James 3:17, he says, but wisdom from above is first pure.
Yes.
Then peaceable and gentle. Easy to be entreated. You know, that to me, I think someone that is approachable is, you know, you don't argue a point with someone. If they're off, they're off. You know, just love them. You don't get into a discussion. You know, if you've got a Jehovah's Witness, you don't want to battle with them. If you got a Jehovah's Witness on and you're just one of them and there's two of you, or just you and them, you can reason together. But, you know, no use getting in an argument. Just love them. Mm-hmm. And eventually we'll see what's going on. But be peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And that's what people see in the church. They see hypocrites. And we can all be that. We can be that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants us to walk in wisdom toward others, and to be a soul winner. And the voice that in the sound, Pastor Shallow, I guess that was probably the theme of this conference, is the sound. There's a sound that we hear in the greater grace that's not like any other sound. It's a sound of grace. And you know it. And when you hear it, you say, that's God. God's speaking to me. And he's speaking to us tonight. And he's going to speak to us through Pastor Schaller here in a minute. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and for your wisdom, Lord, and your knowledge that you give us, Lord, and your gifts, and things that are just beyond finding out. We just keep digging, and you're giving us nuggets all the time, Lord, and just depth, stuff that we can share with people. When we go out, we just light the world up, Lord, with what you give us. We just thank you for calling us and choosing us, Lord, and using us in this time. Just bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.